Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, it's the senior editor for the Old Farmer's Almanac, Sarah Perrault. How are you today, Sarah?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Glad to have you on the program with us to talk about this year's almanac. It is out right now, I would imagine?
Absolutely. The 2019 Old Farmer's Almanac is everywhere. Books and magazines are sold.
Very good. Now, it's been in print and in publication for how many years now?
This is our 227th wow. edition, and those are every year. We haven't taken a year off, so that's 227 years in a row.
That is incredible. 227 years of the Old Farmer's Almanac, and I know people look forward to it every year, but I know they look to certain things to look into. But let's talk about what's new this year. What will they find in the Old Farmer's Almanac this year?
Well as your calendar, weather, and gardening information that you find every year, we also have some fantastic articles about pickling. We want you to make some recipes and send us your best recipes using pasta. My favorite article is The Pros and Cons of Raising Backyard Livestock. That's a great read.
Wow, yeah. Well, you know what? It might be the way things are going to be in the future, where we'll be doing all of that. We do our own gardening now, so why not a little small livestock, too?
Yeah, maybe a couple of chickens. You get some fresh eggs.
There you go. Now, you mentioned it earlier about some of the things that we look for routinely. One of those is weather. I've been hearing a lot about what the Old Farmer's Almanac is predicting, especially for weather here in northern Michigan. And I know that's what people probably go to the minute they get their new copy.
That's true. As soon as the almanac comes out, people are picking it up to check the winter weather, which, you know, we come out at the end of the summer, so
yeah.
Who wants to rush the summer?
Exactly.
But for your area of the country, winter is going to be rainier than normal with above normal temperatures, but you can expect near normal snowfall. So you're still going to have snow, but you're also going to have quite a bit of rain. So it's going to be a bit of a messy winter.
Boy, it sounds like it, and a very wet one. But we like the idea of warmer, because I know in the past few years, we've had it much colder. So we can use a little more of the tropical kind of winter here for sure.
I don't think it's going to be tropical, but the temperatures will definitely be above average.
Very good. Now, it's not just the weather that's in there either. As you mentioned, there's gardening, and then there's interesting articles every year, too, that deal with just about everything under the sun.
It really does. If you're interested in sports, we've got a great article about the 1969 New York Mets. We've got an article about why you should have a dog in your household. It's going to help you stay healthy. And, you know, great recipes, great charts for gardening. In the front, we always have a trends section to tell you what's new and what's going to be happening in the upcoming years.
That's right. And, every year I get the chance to talk with you folks. I always ask the question, because I always get it myself. The hole in the corner is still there, and there's a reason for that hole up in the upper left corner, isn't there?
That's right. The hole used to be used for people hanging it in their outhouse or their garden shed. So, like in the 1990s, we said to people, you know, you're not hanging them in your outhouses anymore. Would you mind if we stop punching that hole? And it was unanimous. No, it's part of your tradition. We want the hole, so we still have it.
That's right. Still there. And I'm sure people still hang it up in certain rooms in their house for sure. Now, in terms of, that's a throwback thing. But what about like a digital version? Do you guys, are you online with the Old Farmer's Almanac also?
Absolutely. We try to keep up with the times, so you can get a digital edition for any kind of reader you're using, whether it's an iPad or a Kindle. You can get one to sit right on your desktop, on your computer. All those are available at almanac.com.
All right. Now, that's the place to get the Old Farmer's Almanac. But also, as you mentioned, just about anywhere that books and magazines are sold, you'll find a copy of the Old Farmer's Almanac.
That's right, and you want to make sure you're getting the one with the yellow cover that says the big red 2019 across the front, so that you're getting the oldest continuously published periodical in North America.
It is, and it's a fun read. Pick it up anytime. The Old Farmer's Almanac, the latest version is out. Make sure you pick it up today and find out what you need to know. And again, Sarah, what's the website if they want to learn more about the Old Farmer's Almanac?
You can find more of everything at almanac.com.
Almanac.com, just as simple as that. Senior editor for the Old Farmer's Almanac, Sarah Perrault. Sarah, it's been a pleasure, and I'll look forward to talking to you again next year, and we'll compare notes on what this winter's been like in northern Michigan.
Okay, thanks so much. That sounds like a great deal.